It's 81 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. It is 4:07. The Jeremy Lawrence Show continuing in hour number two. Of course, a lot of blowback from the primaries and the different things that were passed and or not passed, the different people that were elected and not elected, and the next steps ahead. And people have been reacting to that. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so just by jumping in at 877-382-4280, 382-4280 as well, if you would like to be a part of the show. 803-73, you can text us and talk to us about the election or anything else that we have to be talking about at this particular point in time. Let's head to the phones right now, where Dan is standing by. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program.
How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good. I would like to thank you for your diligence and your introspect into this thing, especially Prop 1. Mm-hmm. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago or something, and
mm-hmm. I remember
at that time mm-hmm. what my thoughts were, but I was confused, and so I appreciate that you were able to investigate this and straighten things out a little bit for us, even though it was still very confusing on the ballot. But I had a better feeling about it going in,
and thanks
for all your help with that and the individual races too.
Dan, and thanks for saying so. I appreciate the kind words. You know, I have to admit, going in and looking at that proposal on the ballot, I still wasn't fully settled with it, but I think I was more settled with it than when I started. So I couldn't say 100% of the way there, but I felt comfortable enough to go ahead and give that one the nod myself. So
yeah, exactly. That's my concern was, where is the money going to come from? If it's not there, it's got to come from someplace. And it mm-hmm. was never explained to my satisfaction, but it was much, much more so before I actually got to the ballot box.
Well, and I think that's the difference. And, you know, my feeling was, you know what, we need to take care of business in this state, because ultimately that's where we're going to get more people coming in, more tax revenue, road repairs and things like that we need, and ultimately more profitability for all of us that are here now. Why not, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Once again, thank you, and appreciate the good job you're doing.
All right. Thanks, Dan, for your call. You know, it's I take the thank you, and I appreciate that, but I look at it as my job to be able to look out for you. Because I look over this thing. When I sit down to prepare for the show, I read a lot of different things, a lot of different viewpoints. Because I think, you know, to me, I want to ferret out the truth. I want to be able to do that so that I can share it with you. Now, granted, it's my perspective, but I can share my perspective with you. And if you've been listening a while, you know I say this. Always, always, always read, read, read. And I can't emphasize it enough. You know, you can take my word for it, and it's great that you do, but you know what? I'd rather you just take my view on it, but look into it for yourself and read into these things and figure out, all right, where's my comfort level on that one? What is it that I feel like? What is it I believe? You know, for me, I'm not trying to put together a show where everybody that listens agrees with me. I don't want that. I want a group of people that are willing to have a conversation, that are willing to talk about all of the things that are impacting us. Because you know what? You just might change my mind on some things. I might just change your mind on some things. But in the end, we've had a conversation, and that's what it's all about. Talking about the issues of the day. Whether it's politics, what this one said or that one said, or issues that are facing us, or even some of the lighter moments. Whatever it is, I encourage you, as you hear about things here, read into them yourself. Dig into it a little deeper. Find those alternate sources and viewpoints. And, you know, when you see one source on it, one media source, that's the beauty of it these days. There's so many of them. So you can look around and go, all right, well, what is their perspective on the story? What's their perspective on the story? And you can read up on some things more and be informed. Honestly, that's why I have such a passion for it, because I want to be informed. I want to know. I want to know what's happening in this state, in this city, in this country, in this world. That's why I pay attention. Because I want to be able to know, all right, this is what's going on. This is what's important. Here are the things that that matter to me. And I know if you're a thoughtful person, you feel like I do. Even if you don't agree with my sentiments on things, you don't agree with my viewpoint on it, you want to know what's going on in your world. So I encourage you, keep reading, keep listening. By all means, keep listening. So I'm going to be bringing up a lot of different things over the course of time, and I want you to be able to know what you're reading and know what you're looking into and get a feel for it as well. One of the things that along those lines that has occurred to me, and I've been listening to the news for the last several days as we've talked about Ebola. We've talked about how, you know, well, they've brought these people that, you know, that Ebola, and they've got, you know, and they brought them here to America. And there's an awful lot of worry around this, an awful lot of people that are upset about it. I've avoided talking about it to this point because I guess I don't necessarily agree that it is something that we are so, I mean, this is not the next plague. This is not the next thing where people are, you know, I don't think we're going to see a Dustin Hoffman movie after this where, oh, okay, well, all of this stuff is, you know, it broke out and thousands of people died. I just don't see that. So I have avoided to this point. I've avoided really digging into this. But I wanted to at least comment on it today because there's been a lot of talk around it. There's been a lot of comment about it. And I wanted to make sure that that I got my 2 cents worth in on this. Ebola is spread through, not through the air or anything like that, but through contact with bodily fluids of the person that is infected. So if you manage to avoid that, then you're good. And with the two people that that we've heard about that were in Africa, they've been brought to the United States, there's been a lot of talk about, well, what in the world would they bring them here for? To me, they're American citizens. And they're people that have a problem. And while there is no cure for Ebola, there are ways to treat it here that that we can do that nobody else can. And they certainly can't do it in Africa. I would rather bring them here, isolate them so that we don't spread this thing around, and treat them just, you know, just like you would want your mother or your father or your sister or brother or your child treated as well. I think that's the compassionate thing to do. And so I've not been as wound up about it as some people have been. I know people are concerned. Rightly so. It's a disease, and it's pretty nasty from every description I've heard about this. But I don't believe that it is as big of a thing to get excited over as what some people would say. You hear a lot about it in the news, and I think once we settle down and we look at the facts, I think that's where you you see the difference that can be had there. You know, you just step back and look at it, big picture. I think you'll see where I come from on this one. If you'd like to continue talking about this, or politics for that matter, if you'd like to be a part of our discussion about the election, 877-382-4280, 382-4280 as well. And you can also get with us, 803-73, be a part of the conversation via text if you'd like to do that. Let's head on over to the phones. Rick is standing by. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm one of those guys, excuse me, that doesn't always agree with what you say, but, you know, you have the right to say it.
Sure.
Now, one of the things that drives me the absolute distraction as a veteran myself is the amount of people that go to vote.
You know,
at any given time.
I think that's something we can agree on. I mean, I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I mean, let's look at the turnout for yesterday. 15%.
Yesterday.
That's deplorable.
It is ridiculous. You know, I mean, millions of our people have been going back to Washington, has fought, died for our right to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn on CNN into one of those things any given day, and you can see hundreds of people dying to get the right that we were born with.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a right, it's a privilege, it's an honor to vote. And there's something wrong with our system, with our parental system or our school system or something that seems to me that every year less and less people vote.
Well, and I think the problem you get into as well is when you're trying to turn people out to vote that haven't before and haven't really informed themselves, it's almost worse to get some of those uninformed voters in there that are voting for somebody just because, well, they look good on TV or they just, oh, well, you know, I mean, think back to when Bill Clinton played saxophone on television. People flipped out. And I think, you know what? All right, you know what? Flip out if you like his programs and policies. But, okay, the saxophone? Really? Come on.
And I couldn't agree more. And I think one of the reasons that cuts down at the voting thing is the constant negative ads.
Mm-hmm.
What you were saying just a little while ago about Amish and these other guys, tell us what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
not what the other guy's bad at.
Well, I think it's incumbent upon yourself if you're running for political office and you know, looking at the results. I mean, I think that's why somebody, you know, John Hoadley won his seat because people got to know him. People understood.
Exactly.
He went door to door and met people. That makes a difference for people. It wasn't that he was going out there saying negative things about his opponents. He was saying, hey, here's who I am. Here's where my heart is. Here's what I believe. And, you know, we had him on this program. I don't agree with some of the things that he stands for, but I would be happy to have him back on this program because to me, he ran a positive campaign. And I think that's something where you have to give the thumbs up regardless of what your beliefs are.
Absolutely, and I'm sorry I missed him on your program, but I did hear him on the Michael Patrick Shield program,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said exactly what you're. He said it was to him a privilege to go out, shake hands, and tell people what they wanted, and he did not believe in mudslinging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a man, I wish he was in my district. I'd vote for him right now.
Well, you know, and Rick, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much today. You know, you got to admire, at the very least, his passion for his subject matter. I mean, he came in here, sat down in here, and he said, you know what? My number one issue is education. Now, I don't know. I disagree on that, not necessarily because I think education is unimportant. I tend to think, you know, let's take care of our roads first.
Yeah, we need good roads to drive on.
But he came in here with passion for his topic. He came in here and talked about his different plans, and he was open to questions, and he was open to ideas. That's the kind of person that you like to see running for office, whether or not you agree with his specific thoughts. I would rather see somebody like that run to be able to come out and say, look, I believe this. The opponent comes out and says, look, I believe that. And then you just go back and forth on it. You riff on it a little bit until people get the idea of, you know what? I hear what they're saying. I prefer this viewpoint, and you vote for that.
And that's the way it should be.
The classic way of doing it.
Have a debate on the ideas, not like, oh, I'm going to attack you and just mm-hmm. throw mud at you and mm-hmm. throw all these attack ads out there that just, they don't do anything, really.
Absolutely. And you see, and it happens in some of these cases. I mean, you know, in the presidential campaign, there was an awful lot of negativity surrounding, oh, you know, you don't want to vote for Romney. No, you know, what a bad guy. And, well, you don't want to vote for Obama. What a bad guy. You know, and negativity works. That's why it's still out there. But in this case, the Amash Ellis race, man, that just backfired big time. And I think, you know, it puts people on notice. When you put together a campaign and it is local like that, you got to talk to people. You've got to come out and be at least somewhat positive and say, look, here's what I believe. Here's what I stand for. I guess I would take it a lesson if I were running for political office that's the kind of thing you need to do. Yeah, you need to respond to it when your opponent says something about you, but you need to do it with positivity and say, all right, he's over here getting negative about this. Let me tell you what happened, and now let me tell you about myself again. Then you diffuse the whole thing. Doesn't always work, but I think it works a lot of the times. Back to the phones we go. Sharon is on the line. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a question about the percentage that votes.
Mm-hmm.
There's more and more people doing absentee ballots. Now, do they include in the percentage, or are they just counting the percentage of people that comes to the precincts to vote?
You know, it's a good question. I don't definitively know the answer, but I think what the answer is that 15% includes the people that are on absentee ballots. I could be wrong, but that's what my gut says.
You'd almost have to get the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering because, you know, more people are voting by, I do absentee because I'm over 60,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's much easier.
No, I get that. There's an awful lot of it. My mother does the same thing where she lives.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if they considered those as part of the percentage.
Well, I would say so, given that their votes count as well. That's just my gut feeling, although I don't know that definitively or not. But it's a good question.
Okay, Jeremy. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks, Sharon, for your call. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, you talk about election turnout. It's a good point. But I think it's a good point on making sure you stay on point if you're running for office. That here's the issues. Here's where my vision is. And to have somebody come out and say, look, my passion for this is this. Here it is. And you can see it in certain candidates for things where it is definitely there, and you can see it in others where it's definitely lacking. It's just the way it is, I guess. You know, I guess we'll track it and see in November if that holds out, if that negativity starts backfiring on people a little bit. It seems like it this time around, but you know what? November, it's Republicans versus Democrats, and guess what that means? Game on.
Yep.
-81 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, 428. Glad you've joined us today on the program, The Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of it brought to you by Bronson. Named one of America's 100 best hospitals for joint replacement by Health Grades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/ortho. Well, if you are absolutely a smartphone fanatic, you are somebody that loves them to death, and particularly if you are an Apple fanatic, get ready for this. September 9th, mark it on your calendar, because that apparently is when Apple is going to announce the next iPhone. I think that deserves another... an awful lot of people that like iPhones out there. Well, they said, apparently, there's a group that's called Recode. They're reporting that that is when it's going to take place. And they're particularly saying, well, you know what, this group has been on top of predicting when Apple is going to do things. And that particular date will place it just a few days after what Samsung is planning as the launch of their next flagship smartphone. So you can imagine Apple going, oh, yeah? Here.
Yeah, here, check this out.
Now, here's what Apple is planning on with, and they're calling this the 6. I don't know if it's going to be the 6 or not. I assume it will be. They're going to introduce a 4.7-inch and 5.5-inch version of the next iPhone. Said nothing set in stone, but, you know, we've heard the reports of what's being produced here and what's being produced there, so that's probably what's going to happen. So, mark your calendar. And here's the other part of it. Bloomberg and Wall Street Journal are saying the same thing. So September 9th, they just might announce that phone, which means probably, I don't know, it'll probably end up being that next week, people will be standing in line everywhere to get their brand spanking new iPhone 6.
You won't have to wonder what those long lines are all about.
I personally won't wonder about it myself. I'm happy with what I got. You know, we were talking elections earlier. This would have been appropriate at that moment. I don't know what I was thinking. 81 degrees at Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Well, one question has baffled the minds of scientists for a long time. No, it is not. How did we get here? That one's baffled scientists, but this one, apparently, scientists have been all over this one, trying to figure out how you identify a narcissist.
How do we go about doing that?
Well, believe it or not, the answer is not look them up on Facebook. Now, think about that with me. We're all connected. If you're on Facebook, you're all connected to somebody that is a narcissist. The people that take selfies all the time, wherever they're. And, look, here's my dinner.
Oh, yeah, I get those all the time.
Here I am eating my dinner. Click. Here I am digesting my dinner. Okay, that might be a little much, but you get the picture. People that do that all the time, that'll sit there and tell you, you know what, tonight for dinner we had this. Or, guess what, right now I just went to the bathroom. You know, okay, maybe people don't share that so much. They did at one point on
there. Oh, trust me, I get them. Snapchat selfies, I wish I did not get those ones.
Yes, the dreaded bathroom selfie. Anyway, no, it has nothing to do with going on Facebook or going on Twitter and seeing who's sharing the most photos of themselves. It helps. But apparently there's an even more simple way to find out if someone is a narcissist. According to scientists, researchers have discovered the quickest way to find out is ask them.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, go figure on this one. They're saying basically that narcissists don't mind telling you that they're narcissists. So you just ask them, all right, do you believe you are? They went through this study, and there was apparently 7 levels on this. They asked the question, are you a narcissist? It says, to what extent do you agree with this statement? I am a narcissist. 1 being not very true for me, and 7 very true of me. And the funny thing is they went through this and studied how people responded to this and did it comparing it with different parts of their personality and character and that kind of thing, and came to the conclusion that people who are narcissists know that they are a narcissist. There is no doubt in their mind that they are that. And they tested them, you know, different traits. And when I said different traits, low empathy, less committed relationships, a preference for non-social rewards, higher aggression, and the belief that they should be paid more than their colleagues. Well, that one might make all of us a little bit of a narcissist right there. But apparently, it is a whole lot simpler than making friends with someone on Facebook and regretting it for the rest of the time that you're on there with them. No, it's simpler than that. Ask them if they're a narcissist. You might just be surprised what you hear. And to top it off, maybe you should try this little thing. I'm tempted to try this. Ask on Facebook. All right. Are you a narcissist? If so, respond to this post. You might be surprised what you get, including the people that respond with selfies.
They might, instead of saying yes or no, they might respond with a picture.
I'm figuring that it might happen. So I personally don't think that I am. You know, I know there are people that are going, yes, you are. You idiot. Come on. Now, I don't think that I am personally because I suck at taking selfies. I'm awful at it. You get half my face or you get the dirtiest look on my face that I could possibly come at. I don't take great pictures anyway. But I take lousy selfies. And I think taking a selfie, well, that is the ultimate sign that you're a narcissist and you're pretty good at it. So I suck at that. So I think already I'm handicapped from the start in being a narcissist. I don't know. I'm not going to identify myself that way anyway. But if you, when I say, are you a narcissist? And you answer yes, chances are you are one.
Now, earlier I answered no, but I know my parents might disagree with that.
Well, it depends on depends on what they think of you, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah. And I find that really great because, you know, you don't have to look on Facebook to find the answer. You already know just simply by asking, are you a narcissist? Very simple. I'm glad we have researchers to look into this sort of thing. Aren't you happy that researchers take the time to look into things like this? No, they don't look into things like, all right, well, the solution to this problem, why people vote the way they do, why people do this or that. No, are people a narcissist? That's what they look into. This is the trouble we have. Now, I'm assuming that there was a government grant involved in this particular process. I have no doubt in my mind there was a government grant involved in this. All right. Well, I'd like to ask you a question. The question is not, are you a narcissist? The question is, would you like to go to the movies?
Yes.
And if your answer is yes, like Michael over there, whom I am not giving movie tickets, you might want to pick up your phone and get ready because it is time to give away some movie tickets. Here's what we got for you. Four tickets to go see The 100-Foot Journey. This is a brand new movie. Helen Mirren is in this one. It's set in France. It involves food. It's got my wife's seal of approval, so, you know, it's a date movie. What's not to like here? Guys, you can make your wife happy with this one. Ladies, just go to this one and you know, bring him along. Just that, look, it'll be a romantic evening. That's all you need. It'll be a romantic evening. And you know what? We could take that couple we've been talking about going out with, because guess what? I got four tickets to it. Now, it's at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great place to go see a movie. And because I am funding your movie tickets, you'll be able to have a little food there. And it is a place to have food. Pulled pork sliders, French fries, adult beverages, any number of things you can get popcorn-wise. Of course, candy and that kind of thing, but there are all sorts of other things there, too. I would go into it, but there is so much on the menu, I could even get started.
It would take the rest of the hour.
It would, and I don't want to do that. I want to waste your time here. So what I'll have you do is give us a call, toll-free, 877-382-4280, or locally, 382-4280. That's it. Just give us a call.
Wait a minute, what? I have a question.
Of course he does. I'm trying here. I want to give you the tickets, but Michael's getting in the way of things. All right, so apparently you have to answer Michael's dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. All right, Michael, go ahead. Take over.
Here we go.
That's fine. Take over the whole show. Let me know when you're done.
All right, I'll let you know. In what country was Helen Mirren born?
Aha, I know this one. But I'm not telling you.
Don't give it away.
I won't give it away. All right. So while you're looking up Helen Mirren on the internet, if you don't know the answer to that question, I'll tell you one more time. The phone number, it's 877-382-4280. 382-4280 is the local number. We'll find out who's going to have a fun weekend getting these tickets here in just a little bit. And we'll continue talking with you. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is 4:50. Glad you could be with us. You know, coming up here in another 10 minutes, we've got Kalamazoo's afternoon news. This is a complete rundown of what's happened today, all the news and events that affect you and all the insights and that kind of thing. Interesting thing as well, not only do we have news and insights, but commentary on the news as well. So make sure you stick around. We've got some commentary from Dave Ross, also from Todd Starnes, Fox News and Commentary. We'll bring all of that to you as we move along during the 5 o'clock hour. So make sure you're with us. All right. Well, we had the opportunity to give away some movie tickets. And apparently, Michael was able to give them away. Hopefully, the answer is not Michael.
No.
That's the winner of these tickets. Because I'd start wondering.
Yeah.
You and your fiance with a couple of your friends going to this. Yeah. I'll be watching. All right. Anyway, so it's not you.
No,
right.
It's not
all
me.
Right. Okay, but let's find out who did win so that people can know who to hit up for free movie tickets.
Vivian from Kalamazoo.
All right. Vivian, hopefully, you know what? You might. This might be something you could take your friends to, someone very special to, or both. You know, we're helping you out there with four tickets. Now, Vivian had to know a little something to be able to win these tickets.
Yes. The question that I posed was, in what country was Helen Mirren born? And you said that you knew the answer.
I did. I was just taking a drink. Sorry.
I caught you off guard there.
It's my one chance to have a drink, Michael. Come on. No, I think she was born in, I would say, Russia or the former Soviet Union.
No, that's not right.
Okay, all right.
It's England.
England.
I'd have also would have accepted the United Kingdom.
Okay. I was not aware of that. I thought she was a former Russian citizen or whatever. I don't know. I'm wrong occasionally. It happens.
Yeah.
All right, so United Kingdom or England. See, yes. I wouldn't have won the tickets then.
Well, that would have been sad.
That would have been sad. So I can't win them anyway. Don't look at me that way. Come on. So anyway, Vivian, congratulations on winning those tickets, and you get to enjoy a great show at Celebration Cinema Crossroads. That's the one in Portage, behind the mall. Fantastic place for movies. I go there a lot. So, yes, you'll see me. Just be thankful they turn the lights down, because otherwise there'd be a glare off the top of my nose. Sorry about that. It's just the way I am, okay? All right. Well, one of the things that's in the news is the gay marriage ban, or lack of ban, or whatever. The ruling that took place on gay marriage in Michigan. It is in the hands of three judges in Cincinnati. This is at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the fate of same-sex marriage will be decided in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. There are three-judge panel. Two were appointed by George W. Bush. And one, it's not saying who was appointed by, but they are saying that it is more of a liberal. So I would guess not appointed by George W. Bush. Something tells me. But they're saying that that's going before the judges, and they're going to be making a ruling on that at some point. Or maybe not. You don't know. I mean, these courts, you don't know how they work on that stuff. There's been a lot of speculation on this. And I think speculation, while somewhat useful, is kind of pointless because you never know what's going to happen in front of these courts. For example, appeals courts, not only did they uphold a part of Obamacare, they also struck down a part of Obamacare, the same part, in the same day. Go figure.
Imagine that.
So you know with a lot of these things, and with this as well, a ban on gay marriage, it will end up in front of the United States Supreme Court. They're going to rule on this because there have been enough states that have voted a ban in, whether as a state constitutional amendment or just, issue 6 or whatever, Proposition 4 or whatever, That stuff has been around all over the United States, everywhere from California all the way to Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee. I mean, there's been a lot of states that have voted on this sort of thing. So the Supreme Court will sound off on it. I'm not belittling what they'll come up with in this court, but I think what you'll end up with is another ruling that gets appealed.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see, too.
There's been a lot of talk about what Attorney General Bill Schuette has done in terms of appealing the ruling that took place over this, and I don't have a problem with him doing it. I would rather see him appeal this because he is defending the laws of the state of Michigan. I would want him to defend the laws of this state as zealously as he has done there for anything else. And that's what it is. That's what it's about for him. He's taken heat over this. And he does have a personal opinion on it. But personal opinion is not entering into it. He has said if it was the other way, he would still go up and defend the law of Michigan. Because guess what? That's his job. So, I'm thankful that he's doing that. And I'm thankful that, that we're getting to the point of being able to rule on this sort of thing. I tend to think, though, and I said this before, personally, I tend to think the government needs to stay out of marriage altogether. I'm in a minority on that one, and I know. But I think if you got government out of the business of deciding you're married, you're not, and you let it be something that is supported by your faith or your tradition, then that, you know, that's meaningful to you. And that's meaningful to you and your partner. I think that's fine. Getting government out of that, yeah, we'd have to kind of recreate everything. But it would simplify the process. It would simplify your taxes. Think about that. How simple would your taxes be at that point? But that's the thing. I think that, and then I think the other thing is this. You know, that was passed by the will of the people, by a vote of the people. I remember when that was passed. I think if you feel like opinion has changed on it considerably, then it's time to go back to the people and say, all right, we want to have this, we want to have this, and sign this and the whole bit. This would negate that. What do you think about it? Sign petitions, get it all ready, send it on, go through the process, and get it to the ballots. If you honestly believe that that is what needs to happen, then let's let the people sound off on this one. You know, I understand, let's take it to court, let's do this, let's do this, let's do that. All right, how about instead you let the people decide? But maybe there's another thing we could do. Maybe instead of letting the people decide on this, maybe we could do some sort of petition that says, you know what, I want the government out of my business when it comes to that. I want the government to not sound off on that one and say, this is good, that's bad. How about getting the government out of it and to the point of where they're doing things like, oh, I don't know, national defense. How about that one?
Yeah, why should they have to worry about who's getting married?
Border protection. There's another one. Let's protect the borders. I think we could take a lot of time and trouble away from this whole, all right, what is this? Let's support this. Let's, this is bad. This is good. Maybe instead just have the government do what it was designed to do, protect this nation and protect our freedoms. If we did that, then you can feel free to be able to have that marriage, to marry whoever you want, and have whatever tradition you espouse, whether it is some religious tradition, maybe you're an atheist. That's fine. There are other people that can perform weddings. And, you know, go with them, have them perform it, and recognize that in your own family tradition. I think that's where you have marriage, because it's going to be defined how you define it. For a lot of people, it's going to be how you define it for yourself. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true or false. It's, you know, it's just kind of the way things are. So I think, you know what? Get the government out of this. Maybe that's my libertarian streak coming out. I don't know. Libertarians, calm down. Okay. I'm not going to come over the whole way. But I think there is some wisdom in that, in saying, you know what? The government does not need to be involved in that particular part of my life. Why should they be? Why not instead get involved in things that matter to us? Things that matter to us, like, well, I don't know, border security and keeping terrorists out of here, keeping us safe and keeping us strong and keeping us free.
Balancing a budget.
Well, now there's an idea. Gosh, we could go on and on and on. Sadly, that song means we're out of time. I'd love to say we're getting together at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We're not. The Tigers are going to be playing some baseball. We'll try and get together a little bit after that, and we'll get together again on Friday as well, 3 o'clock. Hope you'll join us. Until then, have an incredible evening.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.